This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Much of the nation has been experiencing above normal temperatures for mid-September. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
Much of the nation has been experiencing above-normal temperatures for mid-September. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that despite temperatures remaining warm in the Midwest for mid-September, the core area of high temperatures will shift soon.
The interesting thing with this warmth is that it's pretty expansive. We're seeing most areas coast to coast seeing at least near or above-normal temperatures. It's just that that real core area of unusually warm weather has been focused across the midsection, and eventually it will be shifting more toward the southeast.
Higher than normal temperatures will continue this week, but by Friday, Rippey expects a shift in temperatures for the Midwest.
You will see a continuing eastward shift and eventually a southward shift of that late season warmth.
He adds that warmer temperatures than usual are helping crops to get closer to the finish line.
One good thing about the warm weather this time of year, it really does help to push crops toward maturity and into maturity. So certainly nothing to complain about from that standpoint in terms of getting some of the corn and soybeans in the Midwest a little closer to maturity as we move deeper into September.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You can also find our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast under the podcast tab. You can also find market information anytime under the markets tab of our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.